Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. Today, it's pretty clear that I'm not sitting in my usual spot in the office. I'm having to work from home because the vid has arrived in my household. Yes, you heard me, and I'm not going to say it again. So, you know, it's funny because I always talk about how I like things organized and planned out, and, like, I like to know what's happening, and my life is a shit show lately. Nothing has gone to plan. What is that noise? Oh, it's my computer. I was like, it sounds like a vacuum. So yeah, let's just recap the last like couple months because I know I've been shady as fuck. So, got my wisdom teeth out. That was a 3-week thing. We won't go over it again. Also, excuse the fact that I look like a mess. It's just a reflection of my life. I also don't look good in red, but we're just ignoring all these things. I'm sitting on the ground getting hemorrhoids for you. So yeah, and then the vid comes, I'm working from home, that's why my desk is occupied with work stuff. But I told you, I promised that I would do everything in my power to record today, so that's what's going on right now. Yeah, so one good thing that did happen though is I did clean almost the whole house this weekend. Well, like the whole downstairs and my bathroom. So downstairs, part of upstairs, basically the whole house. So, you know, I was thinking about it and I really want to be in movies. I think that'd be cool, except not as a main actress. So that's too much pressure and too much work. I want to be an extra, but here's the thing. I think if I were in a bunch of movies, people would actually start to notice me as an extra in, like, all these movies. And then eventually I'd be famous for being an extra. Which, there's so much irony there, it's not even funny. But yeah, I you know, I'd be famous and wouldn't even have to do all the work of the main characters. Although, no hate to extras. I don't know what y'all do. But I want to do what you do. I'm jealous. So yeah. In other news, because I couldn't talk about this because, you know, I've been, like, sick and shit. Paco and I just finished watching all the Harry Potter movies, which neither of us had seen them all, and now, you know, now we have. And I can honestly say I do not like, I was not the biggest fan of the sixth movie. The sixth movie. Wasn't my favorite. That was probably my least favorite one. Yeah, so let me know what you guys' favorite Harry Potter movie is. Also, sorry for the noise. My cords are, like, all over the place. Anyways. So, I can't say too much about this right now because I'm still trying to figure out all the logistics, but I know I touched on it a little bit in my Instagram post promising this episode today that I was gonna do a video series of weird snacks, and I do want to do that. It's gonna involve me having to find weird snacks. I'm thinking maybe bi-weekly because I don't know if I can do every week. That's a lot of weird snacks to try to find. And I'd like to space them out with other stuff. But I was also thinking, so I know a few days ago, or maybe it was last week, I don't really remember, I posted the video that I made a long time ago about my bridesmaids' proposal boxes. I probably made that video like a year ago and just never posted it. Actually, I guess it wasn't a year ago because I've only been engaged for, like, not even a year yet. So I guess it was, like, more like 8 months ago, maybe. Anyways, it was a long time ago. So I was thinking if anybody's interested, maybe I'd make a short-lived, like, wedding series about how I'm doing stuff. So yeah, let me know if you guys are interested in that because I'm down to make those. I still might make them even if you don't want them because I like making videos. I think they're fun. And we are in the thick of it right now with wedding planning. But We're almost over the hump of booking all the big things. I just still need to find my dress and my bridesmaids' dresses, and I pretty much have all the other big things, like, figured out, so that's nice. In other news, I know I talk about them all the time, but Dollar Tree really does have some great decorations, so I'm currently hoping to decorate for Valentine's Day as soon as I'm done quarantining, because I love Valentine's Day, like, who doesn't? Actually, a lot of people fucking hate it, but we're not even gonna go there. And I, you know, got a little excited and, like, a few weeks ago bought a little sign for our door. I'll put it, like, right here, if I remember. I feel like people sleep on Dollar Tree. Like, I love buying decorations and stuff from there because they're cheap and honestly, like, I don't know, it's just fun. And no event lasts more than, like, a day, so. Although, if it's Christmas, you know, they drag that shit out from, like, November on. It's like, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, it's, like, Christmas until. Actually, I can't even say shit. I can't even say nothing. We still have our Christmas tree up. Yeah. So there's that. But in our defense, we've been sick. Him more than me. I'm not too bad. Although, I do feel like I taste. If I have, like, weird faces, it's because I brushed my teeth, and I got a new toothpaste, and I'm hoping it's the new toothpaste, but it tastes like soap. And I'm starting to question whether or not I'm, like, losing my taste or something. But anyways, like I said, we're not talking about that anymore. We're not talking about it because I don't want to think about it anymore. Yeah. I also wanted to share that, you know, lately, I feel like the ads that I see on TikTok, but lately I've been, like, kind of going through the motions. I've kind of just had a lot going on, and I just don't really feel like myself fully, and I can't seem to, like, shake it. But something that I will say, some advice I've given many times in the past, but I'm going to say it again because I want it to hit home as many times as it needs to until it really, like, resonates with you, but take time for self-care because shit piles up. Laundry and dishes and cleaning, all that stuff piles up, but also, like, emotionally things add up if you don't take care of yourself. Personally, I like to sleep. I like to podcast. This is my outlet, and, you know, I just really appreciate you guys, especially lately, because I know I've been shady. It's fine. Also, I want to take a poll. Does anybody else get dizzy and, like, migraines when the weather changes? Because I, like, probably about a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I had, like, the worst vertigo because it was, like, so rainy and stormy. And then, like, this past week we got snow here, and I literally had 2 days in a row back-to-back. I've never had this happen. It usually only happens, like, once every 6 months, but I had two back-to-back days of ocular migraines where, like, it looks like you're seeing out of what is it called? A kaleidoscope? Like, one eye is just one big kaleidoscope with, like, auras and stuff. Anyways, that was crazy. It hasn't happened since, thank God. I don't know if I was, like, dehydrated or what, but I set an appointment in a few weeks to go see the eye doctor because I'm like, what is wrong with me? So yeah, here's a random thought I have. And I don't know how the world functioned before alarm clocks. I did see a post on Facebook that said that they had, like, these nails in a candle, and then it would be over, like, a metal tin, and as the candle melted overnight and the nails fell, I guess on, like, the third nail falling, you would know when to get up or something crazy. I also realized, logically, it might have been the sun coming up and maybe roosters. That's probably how people woke up, roosters. But then I was like, okay, sure, the candle thing, that might have been real. I don't know if it was. It was on Facebook, so, like, take it with a grain of salt here. But then I was like, okay, roosters, that makes sense, you know, for the country folk. What the fuck do people do that lived in cities? What did they just have a rooster chilling in their apartment? Like, how did they wake up? Was it the sun? Did they just design buildings where, I actually probably should know this. I guess they probably designed buildings to where you sleep in the room with the windows facing the rising sun, but I don't know, maybe I answered my own question right there. I just think it's crazy because if I didn't have an alarm clock, I would literally never wake up. My body naturally wants to sleep until, like, noon. No kidding. So waking up every day for work is a struggle, which we've been over that tons of time. You know, with how crazy life has been lately, I asked Paco if I could be a stay-at-home fiancé, and he said no, so I guess I gotta keep working, but, you know, I tried, you know. Imagine all the content I could make if I was a stay-at-home podcaster. That's a thing, right? A stay-at-home podcaster? Like, I want to be the next Joe Rogan. Like, the female Joe Rogan, where, like, your podcast gets popular just for saying his name. Yeah, that would be really fucking cool to be a podcaster for the rest of my life. I really, you know, full of my fucking self. I'm just kidding. I talked about that last episode, how people talk shit about podcasters. And, you know, I actually think it's kind of funny, and this is, like, totally contradictory to what I said last episode. Because I talked about how, you know, podcasters get a lot of shit and, like, whatever. And, like, how there's a podcast for everything, all that. But it's funny because lately I've been seeing on TikTok people making fun of male podcasters. So maybe I'm a little sexist, but I find it really funny because they're like, hey man, women shouldn't do this and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It's just funny because it's like that filter with the beard and I don't know. I find it funny. It's not funny, but it is, you know. You know, everything's not funny, but it is these days because, you know, nothing can be funny anymore. And everything has to be serious all the time. And I am, like, the opposite of that, so. Yikes, we got deep there for a second. But, you know, we're back in shallow waters here. you know, that just had me question a lot of things about deep versus shallow and which one should be good and bad and... Anyways, I'm also genuinely curious about something, and I will explain. What the fuck is crypto? Like, you ever understand something at the very surface of your mind, you're like, it's at the tip of my tongue, like, I know what it means, but I don't? That's how I feel about this stuff, because I know it's, like, some online money. Like, I get that, but I don't understand it at all. But I keep seeing shit about it, and I literally have no clue... like, what it really is. And I got asked, okay, I updated my Twitter. So Twitter, I'm calling you out because I don't even fucking know what this shit is. I got asked if I wanted to make my Twitter profile picture connected to my crypto wallet or some shit like that. Why the fuck would I want my profile picture connected to my wallet? You gonna pay me for every view of my profile picture? Even then, it should be fucking free. It's a profile picture. Maybe if you click my links or something. But I don't want you paying for me just to see my content, unless I'm making extra content. But right now, this isn't Patreon. Get with Patreon, Twitter. I don't know. I'm just confused. I don't know what crypto is. I don't even know what it means to connect my profile picture to my crypto wallet. I could be completely wrong. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I'm not paying to have my profile picture on Twitter, if that's what it's asking. And I don't want people to pay to look at my profile picture. It's just my logo. Yeah, so let's just recap the things that I want to know how you guys feel. Do you want to see, like, a mini wedding video series on how I'm doing things? I want to do a review on the Sola Wood flowers because I did order some of those. I need you to contribute to weird snack ideas. Like I said in that video that I posted on Instagram, I'm allergic to tomatoes and I can't eat pasteurized dairy, so, like, yogurt and stuff is out. But I can have, like, some dairy, just not, like, a ton. Like, don't ask me to eat, like, Alfredo, you know? Or, like, I don't know, what's something that, like, really hurts? Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is the worst. I love mac and cheese. It's, like, my fucking favorite shit. But I can't eat it anymore. It makes me want to literally puke. But anyways... So I need weird snack ideas. I want to know if you want to see a little mini wedding video series. I might give it to you even if you don't ask. I want to know if you want... What else was it? See, I wrote this down because I didn't want to forget. Oh, and I wanted to know what your favorite Harry Potter movie was. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it was crazy. you know, for all the 12-year-olds out there that totally listen and shouldn't be. I'm just kidding. My age ranges are still in the adult range, so we're good here. Yeah. So, I'm gonna let you guys go, because I've been rambling, and I'm sitting on a floor getting hemorrhoids for you. So feel bad. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. I feel bad, because I haven't posted in a few weeks, and I'm sorry. But if no one told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're killing it. And I will see you guys, God willing, I will see you guys next week.
Hey, Dog Biters, Mike here, host of the Man Bites Dog podcast. I came here today to give a little promo for our show, but I made the mistake of telling my co-hosts it might be funny if they came in and were mean to me. Well, here's how that went.
Hi, I'm Mike Hill, host of the Man Bites Dog podcast, a game show where I ask you,
F*** you, Mike.
Okay. All right, well, that's unnecessary.
Oh, you're unnecessary.
Okay. F*** it, I'll do the thing later.
What do you want us to say? I was being mean, you f***ing asshole.
All right.
That is true. He was doing what you asked.
Okay, thank you,
Bob. It's not my f***ing problem if you have a f***ing problem with me f***ing talking to you. When you say talk to me, say something mean. I f***ing said something mean, and you're going to be like, I'm talking to it by myself later.
I already deleted everything I wrote. It doesn't matter anymore.
Man Bites Dog. It's a lot like that. Except there's less bleeping. And there's a news quiz. Oh, God.
That was a Titancast episode.